Psachim Yerushalmi corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Samach Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Dalad Amad Beis, on the seventh line, Reb Simlai. Reb Simlai Asvi Gavi Reb Yonason, Amalei Alfan Agada. Reb Simlai came to Reb Yonason and said, "Teach me Agada." Amalei Mesoris Biyadi Me Avaisai, Shulel Lamed Agada, Lele Bavli, Lele Joimi, Shein Gassi Ruach, Umu'utei Teira, Rat Nao Doi, Ledabadaroim. So Reb Yonason answered, "I have a tradition from my forefathers not to teach Agada to someone from Bavel or someone from the south, as they are haughty and unknowledgeable in Torah, and you are from Naadai, which is in Bavel, and you live in the south." Amalei Amoli Chadim Ilsa, Ma Ben Lishmoi Yishloi Lishmoi, Ma Ben Laichlov Yishloi Laichlov. Reb Simlai said to Reb Yonason, "Just tell me one thing. What's the difference between Lishma and Lo Lishma, and Laichlov and Lo Laichlov?" Amalei Lishmoi Yishloi Lishmoi, Psuloi Megufoi, Laichlov Yishloi Laichlov. He answered, "Lishma and Lalishma is an internal disqualification. Laichlov is Lalichlov is an external disqualification. Lishmai Ushloi Lishmai in Ad Yachol Lavo Psulay Metechach Sheiroi Laichlov Ushloi Laichlov Ad Yachol Lavo Psulay Metechach Sheiroi." And the second difference is that Lishma and Lalishma, one could not separate the invalid part from the valid part of the sacrifice. Laichlov and Lalichlov, one could separate the invalid part from the valid part. And the third difference is that Lishma and Lalishma apply to all sacrifices, that ideally one must sacrifice it Lishma. Laichlav and Laichlav only applies to the Pesach sacrifice. Rav Yosi min Ador, Rav Loza at Shama Tautai. Rav Yosi says, from the following statement of Rav Loza, one can learn that he does not agree with two of the differences just said by Rav Yonason. Dam Rav Loza, Masnisa b'shachto Laichlav. You should say Ushloi Laichlav, but in Shachat, Meshav Rishoina, when it's Kapa Boy, Laichlav, Shle Laichlav, Pasol. The mission refers to when it was slaughtered, Laichlav and Laichlav, but if it was originally slaughtered in atonement achieved, Laichlav and Laichlav, it's invalid. Harei Pasuloi Machmas Achirim, Vat Yachal Levo, Pasuloi Metech Achirim, Vat Yom Achachin. The question is, its disqualification is external, and one is able to separate its invalid part from its valid part, and nevertheless Rav Loza ruled that it's invalid. And this proves that he does not agree with these two differences of Rav Yonason. And Rav Avin, Is lach choyri lishmai ushla lishmai naig b'chol avoidos la'ichlav shle la'ichlav ein naig ele b'shchita. Rav Avin said there's another difference. Lishma and lo lishma applies to all stages of the sacrifice. La'ichlav and lo la'ichlav only applies to the slaughtering. Laichlav kazesim, v'shloi laichlav kazesim kosher. Laichlav kazesim, v'shloi laichlav kechatzi zesim, v'chol shkein kosher. Laichlav kechatzi zesim, v'shloi laichlav kechatzi zesim. If one intended it laichlav, that they should eat a kazayis, or one intended it loy laichlav, that they should eat a kazayis, it's valid. If one intended it laichlav, that they should eat a kazayis, or one intended it laichlav, that they should eat half a kazayis, it's certainly valid. What's the law, though, if one intended it laichlav, that they should eat half a kazayis, or one intended it loy laichlav, that they should eat half a kazayis? Man and kaimen. Im kosher haifa ma machshava lakosher, teya machshava lefsol. Im ena machshava lefsol, lay teya machshava lakosher. What's the case? If intention for someone to eat half a kazayis is insignificant, do we view it as if one intended it loy laichlav or not? Am Rav Yosi masnisa amma she machshava lakosher, tutanin and taman, loichal kechetzi zayis, Rav Yosi said that from the Mishnah it's clear that intentions do not combine, as the Mishnah Zvachim teaches, to eat half a gezayis and burn half a gezayis is valid, as eating and burning do not combine. Shachtei shetiz kapeboi kchatzi chaburasoi, Rav Yoina puisol nase ke matzis kapora elu leilu, ma'achashu nizkape leilu le nizkape leilu, Rav Yosi oma kosher. If he slaughtered it for half the group, Rav Yonah says that it's invalid, as if he has suspended the atonement of these that he intended on those they had not intended, since those cannot fulfill their obligation, neither can these. And Rav Yosi says that it's valid. When Rav Yosi reviewed his learning, he decided to retract this. Rav Pinchas said to Rav Yosi, "Did you not teach us that it's valid?" Rav Yosi said, "I commend you that your learning is fixed inside you, like a nail. However, I retracted." Shachta kodem, you should say lachatzois, pasol lachatzois miyad kosher kodem tomid letomid kosher. If you slaughtered it before midday of the 14th, it's invalid. Immediately after midday, it's valid. Before the tomid offering, it's valid. V'tani kein yochol im kodem pesach v'tomid loy yocha tomid tomid loyma ta'aseh riba. We have a support from a baisa. I might have thought that if the pesach preceded the tomid should not be bought. The pasuk teaches you shall perform even if the pesach preceded it. Amar Rav Avin masnisa amar pesach atzmai kosher in teimah pasul kemishloi kodem. Rav Avin said that when we learn from this baisa that a pesach is valid, it is filtered before the tomid, as if it would be invalid, it should be viewed as if it does not exist. Tamanat amar dam tomid veivav kodem lepesach u pesach lekteirus v'akteirus latozaneirus v'akad amar hochein. The Gemara asks that there you said that the blood of the tomid and its limbs precede the pesach. The pesach precedes the keteirus, and the keteirus precedes cleaning out the candles. But here you taught this in the Mishnah that it's valid as long as someone mixes its blood until the tumid blood is thrown. But there's no mention of burning the limbs. Amar Rabbi Lo, kan b'chai v'kan b'shochot. Rabbi Lo answered, as long as the Pesach is still alive, one first sacrifices the limbs of the tumid. Once the Pesach has been slaughtered, we only wait to throw the blood until after the blood of the tumid is thrown. And we come now to the next Mishnah, Hashoyches HaPesach ala chometz oivev loisase. One who slaughters the Pesach offering with chometz in his possession is transgressed a negative prohibition. And that's in the Pasuk in Shmois, Perek Lamadalad, Pasuk Chofei. Rav Yehuda Omer afatomid. Rav Yehuda says that he transgresses this prohibition even when slaughtering the afternoon tomid offering of Erev Pesach. Rav Shimon Omer haPesach v'abor sa lishmoi chayev shloi lishmoi potter v'shar kol hazvochem ben lishman ben shloi lishman potter v'moyed lishmoi potter shloi lishmoi chayev v'shar kol hazvochem ben lishman ben shloi lishman chayev chutz min achatas v'shachta shloi lishma. Rav Shimon says that if he slaughtered the Pesach offering on the 14th lishma, he's liable, but if he slaughtered it loy lishma, he's exempt. Other sacrifices that he slaughtered on the afternoon of the 14th, whether lishma or loy lishma, he's exempt. A Pesach offering bought during the Moed, lishma, he's exempt, lo lishma, he's liable. The Gemara says, Menayin l'sheich et Pesach l'chomitz yu oiver b'leisase. What's the source for the law that if one slaughtered the Pesach offering with chomitz in his possession, he has transgressed a negative commandment? Tamud loima, loisisha l'chomitz dam zivchi. The Pasuk says in Shmois Lamadamad Pasuk Hofei, you shall not slaughter upon chomitz the blood of my sacrifices. Ein li ela l'sheich et hazorik menayin. What's the source of this for this law to also apply to throwing the blood? Tamud loima loisishot al chametz dam. The answer is the same pasuk says, you shall not slaughter upon chametz the blood. Amr b'shmur bar Rabbi Yitzhak mimashu mischayev arazika hada amrus pesach atzmai kosher. B'shmur bar Yitzhak said that the fact that he's liable for throwing the blood, even though he had already become liable for the slaughtering, shows that the pesach offering itself is valid and his early transgression did not invalidate the korban. Amr b'yasa tipatish shenisman elay chomet ben shchita lezika or shahayaze shoyched v'zazayrek. Rav Yosef rejects this and says no one could explain that he acquired chametz between the slaughtering and the throwing. Alternatively, there were two different people, one slaughtered and the other one threw the blood, and the second one owned the chametz. Tani chizkil loy zishchot al chametz dam zivchi, hatayra koras oisoy zivchi. The Baisa says from chizkil that you shall not slaughter upon chametz the blood of my sacrifices. The Torah refers to it as my sacrifice even after it was slaughtered upon chametz. Amar Rimana, Ilulei de Tanisa, Chizkia, Matzina, Dov, Apostle, V'chayev alav Chatas. Rimana says, if not for the Baisa of Chizkia, we would learn that one could be liable a Chatas offering even for a Korban, which is invalid. Amar Chametz is a Psula, is Tanitani Chayev, is Tanitani Potter. One who caused an invalid Mincha offering to become Chametz, one Baisa teaches that he's liable and one Baisa teaches that he is exempt. Amar Chista, Manda Machayev, V'shinisle Machmas Chimutza. Rav Chista says that the Baisa that teaches that he's liable refers to when it became invalid because it was leaven. Manda amapata b'shuloi nifsala machmas chimutza, and the Baisa that teaches that he's exempt refers to when it did not become invalid because it was leaven, but rather for a different reason. Hikdei moim ala chametz istanaitani chayev istanaitani potter. One who burned the limbs of the pesach upon chametz, one Baisa teaches that he's liable and one Baisa teaches that he's exempt. Manda machayev, it should say shenem ala fishot v'layolin. One Baisa teaches that he's liable, as the Pasuk says, you shall not slaughter and you shall not leave overnight. Since one could be liable for you shall not eat over, leave overnight with the limbs of the korban, one could be liable also for you shall not slaughter. Manda ama potter zevach mazvicha miyuchedes shima akva hakapor yotza hekte emurim she'ina magvim es hakapor. One Baisa teaches that he's exempt, as it is referred to as my sacrifice, its sacrificing is unique in that it's crucial for gaining atonement. This excludes the burning of the limbs, which is not crucial for gaining atonement.